Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I love the bloopers at the end. Those are so funny.
I like look down at my phone and there's like 2 minutes left and I'm so happy because that means there's 2 minutes of bloopers.
Yay!
They're so good.
And it's super easy to edit it. And then I'm keeping one. Everything that I put at the end, I put in a blooper thing. So like eventually we will have a show of bloopers.
You're so smart.
That was y'all's idea.
We can take that off. We could take that week off too. We could save that for like Christmas or something.
I would love to take that week.
Take that week off. So if we jack everything up for a long enough time, can we take off like a month?
Yeah. Well, we are taking off June. Let's freaking get on the freaking mic. All right. Recording. Right?
Clap for no reason. On your mark. Okay.
I actually do want that. Okay.
Great.
All right.
That had to have been helpful.
Here's your big riff, Em. If you so choose to riff it. I'm not riffing it.
I felt like a mic drop after the reality.
You did great. I really should be doing this. I don't have it in me.
Okay. Listen, guys, if you like this show, please share it with your friends. Please do it. I can't tell the people that I know any more times. They're tired of hearing about it.
It's true.
I mean,
it's true. We're sick of it.
I'll riff it. Come on.
Riff it.
Riff it good. If you have something to share and you have some knowledge that we don't have, which all of you do have, but if you have something you want to say, some advice, please call. We want to hear from the big sisters who can tell us some. The cursor that shows that somebody else is on popped up just now and it said anonymous hyena. I can't. I'm no match for just random. Why did it say that?
I don't know why it does that.
I don't think I said it well. Can we just talk about
these are. You had mom have
the worst day of my life.
Do you want me to try?
I'm gonna pee my pants.
Do you want me to try? You guys both have your hands in your head. All right, let me give it a shot. I'll give it a shot.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. If you're a big sister here in our Strug community, which means that you have walked this road before us in the mom hack world, meaning this is hard.
It's harder than it
such
looks.
A simple concept.
Now your head is in your hand. Listen, if you know stuff we don't know, just call the number. I'm going to say it again. You take from this what you will. 203-871-1683. Amen.
And maybe we'll play your advice on the next Patreon show. The end.
If any of what we said makes sense. And if you leave a voicemail, thank you. Let's talk about them.
The Strugs.
Can you send me the pictures again? They're gone from my phone.
Sorry, I can't think twice. I can't think. I can't do two things at once. That's what I meant. Sorry.
I can't think twice. Or once.
There they all are. You sent them on a separate message just to me.
Oh, all you wanted was... Now you guys have your own text thread.
Oh my gosh. Please, guys.
We had one going back.
Oh, brother. Okay. So this hack I really like. I lost it. This is going to be really fun for you to edit, Katie.
You know what's a step up from that? You should try.
Wallpaper?
Wallpaper. small pizza cutters.
Oh, good idea.
Small pizza cutters. So you can cut up someone's paint. Didn't turn off that time.
That's good. That's quite a whack, too.
It was.
Hey, I'm recording a podcast.
Oh, I thought you were.
No. You've ruined everything. Goodbye. We'll see you.
She sounded like such a sweet little elf.
I know, right?
I have a story about periods.
Let's do it.
The other day, this is just for us, maybe, my Diva cup took it out. Yeah. We all three have Diva cups, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know the deal.
Yeah.
It got away from me. And so I was like, no. It slipped out and then it kept on. It, like, I threw it, basically. Oh. And so, and then I'm like, no, and I caught it, and ping, and then it, like, pong, and then off my counter, off my hand. It was crazy.
Did it look like a crime scene?
Nothing came out. It was the weirdest. It landed, like, you know, where the floor meets the wall.
It, nothing came out.
Nothing anywhere. It was the craziest thing.
What?
And I said, I'm going to talk about this on the podcast.
This must be shared. That's nuts.
It was really something.
That's a messy business right there.
Could have been really bad.
How often do you replace those? Because I've never replaced mine.
Oh, you mean that the thing? Yeah, I've replaced it once because the color was disheartening.
Oh, it's not a good color.
No, those things stain. I mean, blood stains.
Your Diva cup, your clear
yeah.
one.
Yeah, I was just wondering how often you have to replace it, because I'm on my first one, and I'm like, whoa.
I had mine probably about a year, and I was like, I can't with this color anymore. So I had switched to a different brand. It wasn't Diva brand anymore from Amazon, I don't know. But it was purple, and now it doesn't stain, because it's like slightly purple. So I would, cool. if you buy one, don't buy the clear one.
Yeah, the clear one's a little upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would they make those clear?
Yeah.
But I have friends who swear by it, so.
Oh, hi, Gavin.
He's looking for me. He has no idea where I am.
Oh, hi. What's wrong?
Be help.
You what?
Help.
You need help?
No.
You do?
No.
Can Daddy help you?
No.
Can you go find Daddy?
No.
Wait,
Mama.
No.
No.
Mama,
Daddy can help you.
He's two.
Yeah.
Let me just, I'm going to text Daddy real quick and see if he can help you.
Look at you. You're using your nice voice, Rebecca.
I'm working on it. It's because I'm being recorded. If I was on a reality show, I think I'd be like the nicest person.
Is everybody gone? That's
funny. Do you remember John and Kate was eight?
Oh my gosh.
They got divorced.
Kate was a monster, even though she was being recorded.
That's so true.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably and that haircut.
Oh, that so haircut.
Fitting. Is my she door is shut?
The perfect personality okay, for that haircut.
Okay, thank you.
Just backwards and hard to look at.
Can I speak to a manager?
Did she say that?
No, but that's the can I speak to a manager haircut.
Like Karen.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, buddy.
I heard there's another one like Karen. Like, but it's Sarah.
Sarah?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Do you know how Karen is like, don't be such a Karen?
Right.
Well, no, there's like Sarah is also... a Karen of sorts.
So rude.
I was supposed to go get my shot today, my second shot, and I went. I didn't get it because I stood in this long line. I was number 73. I got handed a number 73. I get up to the door, and someone comes out and is like, listen up, you need proof of income. I was like, what? That's nuts.
That doesn't make any sense.
I was in the wrong line. I don't know what line I was in.
Are you trying to get a bank loan?
Who knows? There's some for some voucher of something. They weren't even giving vaccines that day today. So I have to go back tomorrow.
Oh my gosh. Proof of income. Oh,
I know.
That feels wrong.
Red flag, red flag.
That's funny.
All right, I'm a record. I'm recording. I'm gonna record the video. You guys are good with that?
Are you really saying that because Skype tells you to?
It's my legal obligation to let you know that I'm recording this.
What a little follower.
Are we on Killing Me Softly on my
retreat? I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. We're not even in that segment. Should we go to What Some Strugs sent in?
Yeah, let's do that.
That's perfect.
It's because my kids have started this like bracelet business.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That. Mm-hmm.
Hold this. Hold please.
How much longer? I'm not sure. Maybe 30 more minutes?
Okay.
Because you know they have such a solid concept of time.
Right. Yeah.
I think it'll be great. Yeah.
Have I gone? No, I haven't.
I feel like we've been podcasting for like 3 days.
Forever.
It's been a long night.
Okay. And clap. Here we go.
Okay, great. Glad
oh,
we
no,
got
it. Hold on. I lost my Google Doc.
That's okay. Oh, Rebecca can't clap. Oh, she's falling asleep.
I can't clap. I'm sorry. I could hit my head against the microphone.
Spit on it. There are choices for all levels, so beginner classes.
Owen! Quiet!
There are choices for all levels, and there's also tons of different class lengths. Freaking dogs.
Yo! Hey! Brady!
Freaking dogs.
Side note that you need to edit this. You can put it in the bloopers. I went down. Neil had already left Gavin with the TV show and my lactation cookies.
So hold it. You eat. Tell me what those are. I don't even know.
There's nothing in them that's going to make him lactate, obviously.
They're supposed to help you, though?
They help me produce more milk. So there's things in there like oats, rolled oats, like just the things that naturally help, I guess, lactation. But yeah. They are labeled lactation cookies on the package. And I love getting them because Neil won't eat them because they, you know, he won't lactate. But just the fact of, like, they say lactation cookies on them.
Yeah.
So Gavin's chowing down on a package of lactation cookies.
That's so funny. That's you should write that, like, on your Oreo pack, like, lactation. Yeah. Lactation Oreos. Yeah. Now for nursing mothers.
You can email hello at momslugamel.
Wow.
Email. I'm going to try it like Katie. Hello at momslugamel.com to claim your $50 Better Life bag gift card.
They guarantee that you'll say, oink, oink, I'm just so happy I got moinked. They guarantee you'll say that. So look. I've been moinked, and I think it's high time you get moinked as well. This is insane. Oh, sorry. That's what you said. I always feel people who clap are such stupids.
Well, look. No one's going to see it. Not a person on Earth.
I think I'm not going to clap.
You can say it's stupid. I want you to clap so then we can start our tracks. Do you not understand?
I'm not
it's professional. Professional podcasting.
Yeah, it's the professional way.
It's stupid.
Let's do the stupid thing. One.
Two. We do it all together?
Yeah. This is dumb.
Oh my gosh. One, two, three. Okay.
I'm so mad about it.
Oh boy.
Do we have to be together?
Yeah, well, that's it's supposed the point. To be
together. That's the point. But it gives
me. Do you want us to count, clap on three or right after three?
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's a good question. I know I've never done it before. I guess it would be one, two, clap on three.
Okay.
Clap on three, not after?
Mm-hmm. On three. One,
so we're just
two,
counting to clap. Two, really.
Oh, my gosh. These are the worst people I've ever had a podcast with. Worst guests on my podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Before my eyes. Like, I need to get armed guards or I need to do something because this is slipping through my fingers. I'm not doing anything about it. I'm clapping at the start of podcast. Now it's your podcast. Look at me, I'm a monkey. When do you want me to clap?
On three. Hold on. One, two. Okay. Let's start this bad boy.
So dumb.
ID Tech's online private lessons. If you're not up for a group, oh gosh, Lord Jesus, help. If you're not...
I love that SNL skit where she's like, it's like a secret word and Kristen Wiig is supposed to not say the secret word. And she's like, the secret word is hands. They're like, you're not supposed to say it. She always says it. It's so stupid.
She's so excited about those words.
All right, Rebecca, do you have yours?
Lazy.
Ooh.
Minivan.
Okay.
Do I start saying words? Excuse me. Where did you send me the thing that I need to... It's harder than it should be, but it's still hard.
It's in your email.
Yep. Okay, guys, I'm waiting on you. Are you ready? Let's start. I can't look at Rebecca.
Okay.
I can't do it. Hold it together. Welcome. You're listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. That's the podcast that helps you love your actual life. Because I love getting rid of stuff. I love getting stuff done. So I was like, let's do the stuff on the ledge. And Robbie and Katie were like, too soon. Or I
can't. Oh, you're frozen.
She literally just, okay.
Okay, so
Wait, oh, no. There's more to the story.
I've never seen her freeze for so long. I know.
And so suddenly.
Hey, are you here?
I think we're back now.
Okay.
Y'all went away for me.
I mean, that's how quickly someone can die, you guys.
Just gosh. We've lost her.
Sorry. Oh, man. Too soon. Just kidding.
So go to getcubo.com, code MSW. They don't want us to spell Cubo? All right.
So you want to do Give Me Life, Kill Me Softly?
Yeah.
Can we save some of these? Because I feel like there's a lot of really good ones. Maybe this could be like a once a month.
Yeah.
Everybody loves problem solved.
I like it. Mm-hmm. So let's do that.
Okay. More often.
All right, let's say that then. If we didn't get to your problem, we're saving some and we're going to do it more regularly.
Way to go. You really said that well. Is it just me that when people say regular, I just think of pooping? Is that me being a nurse?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
You know when people say that was so impactful? We're impacting. Ew. That's all I can think of is like constipation.
Get out the plastic spoon. We got to get that problem solved.
Sorry.
Too nursey. My bad.
Well, what do? You get it out with the plastic spoon? You cut it up in the toilet with the plastic spoon? Like, where does the plastic spoon come in?
If you're impacted, it's literally not coming out. And so you've got to manually remove it.
With the actual spoon?
Well, that's just the first thing I thought of. I mean, there's probably an actual tool, or you just put gloves on and you just enter in, you know what I mean?
I feel like a plastic spoon would break off inside like hard ice cream.
Or it's just your hard ice cream, yeah.
And those plastic spoons, like if you get the cheap ones, they're like really sharp.
Splintery.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think the moral of this story is make sure you have a lot of fiber in your diet.
Word. I wrote at the end of this, not on the same page. I don't know who's not on the same page. If I was supposed to say something about not being on the same page. Someone's not on the same page. Are we not on the same page? I had a thought about it, and it might have been about you.
We're not against your new GF.
Oh, no. You don't have to eat candy about it.
No, yeah, don't.
What kind is that?
These are from our boutique, the Big Apple.
Yeah.
I forgot dinner, so this was my dinner. Oh. I grabbed it.
I don't like gummy.
Are you into that? I haven't. Are you into that? Are you in?
Better late than never.
No. No. Why?
What happened?
It keeps stopping recording my GarageBand.
That's weird, though, and we should get to the bottom of it, but we don't have to do it.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Volume's full. Maybe every time before we record, you do a little restart on the computer.
Yeah.
Restart.
Yeah. Well, okay, wow. Okay.
I gotta hit that note or I... Okay. All right. Well, guys, that's it for this episode.
Let's wrap it up. Well.
Can you hear me chewing?
I can't hear you saying your line.
We can't hear you talking, which is what you're supposed to do.
I'm trying to get there. It's your line. Next.
I know.
Line.
I'm doing clicks and clacks. Before we can begin.
Begin.
Now I'm all flustered. Clicks and clacks. Clicks and clacks. Oh no, it's happening. The giggles are happening. Okay.
Okay. Focus in.
Strong urge to slap myself in the face. No. Okay.
Don't do it. I'm killing it.
Sorry. I'm zoning out of this.
It's okay. I'm nervous about laundry. I feel like I could say something, but I won't. I can't.
What?
I can't.
Stop bringing laundry.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. What's our time?
We're at 37, so we can do Give Me Life, Kill Me Softly, no problem. No problem, boblem. Joni's really into rhyming, so we're doing a lot of rhyming.
Problem, boblem, huh?
No problem, boblem.
Do you know the boblem's not a word? I don't want
to. Boblem is not a word. I'll admit it. Yep. You got me. My absolute favorite podcast, 5 stars, by Deb.
Don't try.
Skipping the last name. It's Bonin. I'm not saying that on the podcast.
Okay. On the ones and twos. Nope. All I can think of is Sven or whatever that guy from.
Zoolander, right?
Are you thinking Frozen?
Oh, Steven.
Steven.
Guys, we are literally talking about
three different things. No, the guy from SNL who is like the Weekend Update correspondent who only talks about the hottest clubs. Stefan. Oh my gosh, it's so hot right now. No, but you're right, it's Zoolander. I was wrong. Take it out. Take it all out.
It's all going.
Start over.
I'm going to bed. Good luck.
And you're not going to tell us yours, are you?
No, why would I do that? I love secrets. Just kidding. I'm not good at keeping secrets. Okay.
No, she's not.
All right, you ready? Yeah. Not like for gifts. I can keep like people's secrets, but like whatever.
Yeah, you're too excited.
Yeah.
So the other day, Rebecca, my daughter, it was her birthday, and Emily FaceTimed to say happy birthday. And she told her, you have a gift coming. It's not there yet. It'll be there soon. It's pink, and it has four wheels, and it's a skateboard. She just told her.
That would 100% be me, too. Yeah.
Really?
Thank you. Yeah.
Shoot. Emily, I need your word.
I got to eat all the Tim Tam pieces off my paper so I can see what's under there.
We did it. We did it. We did it. Yeah, yeah, we did it.
That's Dora. Is she around? Is she around anymore?
I don't know. I think she's behind a paywall and I do not have cable. Well, isn't Dora the Explorer cable? I mean, if it's not PBS Kids, we don't know about it.
Yeah, I think it's Nickelodeon. Oh, your eyes. Got those green beans.
They burn, baby.
Hey, I'm opening a LaCroix. Thank you.
Let it be. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Our cooperation.
Do you have a fridge in your closet?
No, I just bring them anywhere I go. I have two LaCroix in my purse.
It's true.
I love it.
I don't know why. It's like I don't understand. It makes my purse a lot heavier, which may be why I had to have shoulder surgery.
Or why you're so thirsty. You're huffing around all these LaCroix.
Hold on, there's a kid knocking down my door. I'm texting the higher up. Okay, you want to clap?
Whenever I press play, I don't know how to not hear it so loud.
Oh, I had that problem.
And then I can't hear you. It kind of moves on its own. I feel like it's in charge of me.
Oh, you got in.
Yeah.
Wow.
How'd you do that?
I know.
Oh, it was you. I'm impressed at your Houdini skills, and now you need to leave my room. Okay. Why don't you go downstairs and get Daddy?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Daddy's so fun.
So sweaty.
I love when you do that. I wish I could do that with the one arm. I feel like you're showing off. It's rude.
Oh, yeah. Look at these rotator cuffs. Rotating.
I don't even know what the rotator cuff does. I know it does a
rotates
lot.
Rotates it. I mean, it lets you lift your arm up.
Should be called an elevator cuff.
Yesterday, I was in counseling, and I got so sweaty. I was like, we must be doing some work right now. I was hot. So hot the whole time.
That's funny.
I was definitely uncomfortable. All right.
That won't be the last time they knock and come in. Hey, just so you know.
Struggling well.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, Karen. I'm an amazing editor.
You really are, actually.
She really is.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You want us to clap?
Sure, let's do it. A 1, 2, 3.
Oh, sorry.
You good?
Welcome.
No. Sorry.
The point of the clap's been, might as well have not done it.
All right, Rebecca, hit it. Okay, so if you want to, you can find us on, where are we at?
I think it's my line.
Yeah.
Okay, go, please. Clearance. These are hard. I've already cried on this episode. It's a very emotional day. Yeah, a little bit. Have we done it? Do you think?
No. Hold on. Oh.
No.
We have not done it.
There's
still some Pittsburgh trivia we need to.
I'm off of Pittsburgh now.
You can edit it. It'll make it seem like we didn't interrupt you. Maybe.
Because you're a good editor.
Now what?
Oh, let me find my script.
Okay. We're only at 35 minutes, right? Oh, we still have to do Giving Me Life, Kill Me Softly. Yeah. Good grief. Yeah, I forgot how the show works.
A lot more content.
All right. Sorry.
We can't start with me because I don't. I'll just make something up. It's fine.
You don't have a Killing You Softly? Tell us about what happened at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
You're going to bring up the fact that she was late? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Let's talk about your mistakes.
What's killing me, Safely.
Safely.
We're going to talk about hacking. Yep. Okay.
Hacky sacks.
Hacky sack. We're bringing them back.
Yes.
90s are cool again.
Never once used a hacky sack. Never in my life.
I did.
Too sporty.
Yeah. I used a hacky sack.
Those were for the, like, stoner people in my class.
You should have seen my high school boyfriend.
Okay. Yeah. Love it. Okay.
Not Emily. Emily was not.
I one time smoked a cigarette. That was the extent of my stoner phase. And that's not even a stoner.
You didn't do it right.
Well, perfection's nonsense, so, you know.
Okay.
I gotta take this phone call. It's work.
No worries.
Hey.
She looks so cool with her tank top and her tattoo.
We can't keep talking, right?
We can. I can edit her out.
Let me stop chewing then.
What were you saying?
Beats me.
Sounds good.
Wow, we got a lot of energy tonight, guys.
I know, we're pretty low.
It's great. Okay, pause.
Yeah.
My recording just stopped. Do you want me to save it and start another one to finish this out? Okay. We were so close to finishing.
I know. I'm going to have to do M's strategies to struggle well. Do you know the name of your little toothbrushing guy?
Like an I have or something? Okay. Stupidest name. That's so weird.
I know. How about you change your marketing to make more sense?
I have toothpaste dispenser.
I have. No mess. Via the link in the show notes. And here, I'm having a hard time with words.
So on the next main show, we're going to be talking about... Oh, dang. What is it?
Oh my gosh, more. Blah, blah, blah.
Like, you need a pile of library books, you know?
What?
Can you not hear me?
No, I just didn't. What? What kind of books?
Library books.
Oh.
I thought she said vibrator. I'm going to just be honest.
Vibrate books.
I'm I was like, well, I mean.
Don't need a pile of those.
Once you understand the basic concept, I don't think you need that many books about it.
My kids love seeing their next KiwiCo box sitting on the porch, and honestly, I do too, because it means they're going to be engaged in some high-quality creative learning without me needing to plan it or buy any supplies. KiwiCo is the breath of fresh air for this working mom who always wants to create magical memories for my kids. You may have seen on Insta that we are leaving out a simple craft each day after school to see if the kids will gravitate towards us and spend time with me and tell me about their day and the highs and the lows instead of just going off to their room. When we leave out a KiwiCo box, they don't walk to that table, they run. This year I asked my mom to gift the Smith kids each a crate, and even though this may be their 10th or more KiwiCo box, they still love it as much as their first. Your kids won't believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo, and the best part is watching their confidence grow. As a mom of 5, I can vouch for KiwiCo when they say there's something for kids of all ages. I'm not joking. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel your subscription anytime. This holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code MSW at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code MSW.
All right, and then can we do the clap?
Oh, yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah, it's me. Ooh. Welcome. Oh, Emily.
Sorry, I realized. Oh, yeah, we have to talk now.
Okay. You jacked it up.
Start over.
I'm on the wrong script.
Okay, let's swap-de-dop-de. How do you guys feel about wet hair? Oh, sorry. I thought it was going to take you longer. We'll talk about that later. All right, what's giving me life is...
I also goodness, you guys are disasters today. No, I got it.
I think it's a morning thing, and I'm just not used to talking this much in the morning. Now we know those two are tubing. To the tube.
I'm feeling like LaCroix.
To the tube.
I'm moving from hot coffee in a very small unventilated closet.
I'm about to do the same thing. I bring one of each, a hot coffee and a cold LaCroix.
There you go.
Hot coffee.
Stop
this
it.
This is not LaCroix. I prefer the ice, sparkling ice drinks. Do you know what those are? The flavored water that's like tastes like Kool-Aid.
Yeah, they come in a tall, skinny plastic container.
Yes, my family mm-hmm. loves those.
I've yeah. never had them. Are they sugar-free?
They're sugar-free.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, but they are.
You guys are nice. You let your kids drink those drinks?
Mm-hmm. One a day.
On a day?
One a day.
Okay. It's like a vitamin.
My dad will. I know my dad. He's not my dad. He's my husband. I call him dad. I call Lane Kate. Robbie is Porter. Porter's Robbie. I don't know.
You're regressing back to your childhood.
But you always have done that.
I've always done it. Anyway, so my dad lets me and Katie and Robbie have one. No.
Someone vacuuming?
Yeah, it does sound like it, doesn't it?
House cleaner is here today. She hasn't been here in a month. Everything is covered in dust. It needs it so bad. Right. So I'm going to text her and tell her.
You can ask her to go through Eric's pile, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Just do it for me.
He would literally.
You'd be the bad
one
guy.
One time, I threw away 3 Hallmark cards that he never used. And I still hear about it.
They were blank from somebody?
They were blank. He just bought them and was going to use them. And I know him. He's never going to use them. But threw them away. Oh, man. I caught it.
caught it. It's funny. Yeah.
Never heard it used like that.
Oh, isn't that what you say?
I think so, yeah. But it also, like, I can't say it. We're being recorded.
Catching it from Eric is like... Catching. I was going to say like something soft like a washcloth, but after our
last. Candy lions. Yeah, you don't want to catch our washcloth.
Don't want to catch Brandon's
washcloth. Was that too rude? Was that too much information?
No.
It's very relatable. Everybody poops, so.
Everybody poops. That's exactly what my thought was. Everybody wipes their butt, so we just
not
do it
with washcloths. Not everybody does that.
And hopefully you won't.
We're done with that.
Okay.
Cool. Get MRSA in my eyes.
You would too, of anybody. If anybody were to.
Is that why you're having eye problems? Is it from the washcloth?
I don't think so. Okay. Am I 100% sure? No. All right. Everyone's
recording.
Wouldn't
it be funny if he got butt fungus from using your washcloths with your washcloths?
That sounds like me. The movie that we watched last night was Ninjago, and the main character was Lloyd, but his dad calls him Lloyd. He's an absent father, and he doesn't know his own son's name. Lloyd.
But he feels so confident that he was in me. I tell you everything you know. Yeah. Hold it. Do I start?
Rebecca, do you want to clap? On this Don't one. We want to clap?
Oh, yes, we do want to clap. 1, 2, 3.
Today we're going to talk about hacking your summertime meal rotations.
Nope, we're not.
Messed that up.
I was like, hold it, I thought. Am I having a stroke? I thought we already did that. Okay. Today we're going to talk about...
It's okay. If you're not into Play-Doh, never mind on that.
Get out of here.
We might review. Try to go off script. It didn't work.
It's fine. Sometimes you just want to put yourself out there.
Improv is not your
thing. Improv is not my thing.
And we wouldn't be here without what? And we wouldn't be here talking about.
I hear so much.
So do I.
Sounds like a chopper. Sorry. It sounds better.
It kind of goes away and comes.
Kind of comes and goes.
But you can hear me.
I can hear you exactly the same.
Okay, cool.
If you hear my children out there, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do about them. I keep trying to get rid of them, and they keep showing up again.
We have the same problems.
So, on LaCroix number 2, we haven't even started the main show. I'm going to have go get more supplies.
What's this kind?
Guava.
Guava
Sao Paulo.
Sao Paulo, that's disgusting. A guava smells like armpit.
You know what? I think papaya smells like vomit, but I like guava.
Oh, wait, no. It's guava that I like. It's papaya that stinks so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sao Paulo. Is there a cat in your room or a child? There's something moving behind
it's
you.
It's a cat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Tiger. Is that its name?
Yes, it's Tiger. Mm-hmm.
We were on the phone once when Tiger almost bit the bullet.
You were on the phone or on the camera?
We were recording and Tiger like got into it with the garbage man or something. I'm not sure.
No, another alley cat. They got into a huge fight and we could hear it from inside the house. And I was like, I think I need to go check on him. That's when she like got that huge abscess on her tail. And had to wear a cone, and I had to like wash this abscess out on this in the sink every. Ugh.
It's disgusting.
Thankfully, she's now like the top alley cat. So,
oh, good. Climb the ranks.
So happy to hear that.
She's made her way out.
It's good. Welcome back, friends. Oh, do you need me to clap? Are we clapping? Okay. Katie, are you frozen or? This is very. Go pee. She's clearly in a certain kind of way.
Crap, crap, crap.
Ready?
We're so almost done. We've really turned 2 hours of podcasting into a 3-hour phone call.
Like a day, yes. Hey, it's fine. It's fun. So specifically, though, today we're talking about, is it the summer meal rotations?
No. No, I think I had a problem of not changing the script.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But I changed it.
So we're talking about general problems?
Yeah.
I knew it was a problem solved. I just thought it was a special topic. Okay.
Oh, I regular old sloppy problems gonna be solved today. Oh no, you've
already... Edit out. Edit out.
Hey, are you about to crack a LaCroix?
I am. Together? Are you?
1, 2, 3.
There you go. Oh, sorry, Rebecca, you were left out of that.
I was.
I think we're done with the problems. What do you think?
Oh man, this is going so well. But
if you want to do more, let's keep doing more.
Well, we still have to do the other stuff. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, what? We haven't even killed our lives and given us soft. Nope.
Given us soft. Oh, sheesh. You yeeted that.
Gosh. We should save the rest for another time.
Okay.
Aw, Maisie's sleeping on her tummy. She never does that.
Her little boot scooter is in the air.
Yes, first time.
Her boot. But and this Katie, was so aggressive. Slap me in the face.
You say words now. I won't. I shan't talk again.
I don't honestly don't remember what I was going to say, so please say it.
So I guess you take these flow things every day, right? Well, I just subscribed. I'm buying them. I bought the vitamins. Katie.
You bought them?
I figured you could pay for them.
Yeah, I want to try them. I had to wait till I get an address, which might be a really long time.
Where are we at? I've lost track.
Are you okay? I have to pee so bad. Okay, she's frozen. Okay. All right, I'll be right back.
What'd you say, Rebecca?
I just said, you know what they say about hands. I don't know what they mm-hmm. big yep. hand. Yeah. Okay.
They say stuff
what's
about them.
Giving me life is it still my line?
Would you say or no? You said no about 3 times.
No, you just because you went out for a little bit.
Oh. Yeah, you cut out.
Lord almighty. All of that to say thank you guys. Yes. That's what we were getting mm-hmm. to. Thanks y'all for being here. Or being there, rather.
Yeah, I was like, hold it, what are we recording? Because I'm so
back to entertainment. Emily, take it away.
Oh, so I was giving me a killing me softly. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. It's beginning to show that we woke up minutes ago. It's 6:30 in the morning. I was supposed to wake up at 5 to get fresh as a daisy. It didn't happen. I got a text from Rebecca that woke me up. I'm ready to record. And I'm like, oh, no. I don't even have any clothes on.
I surely am not. And I was deep in REM sleep. I didn't wake up till a lot later in this story.
Man.
Anyway.
Well, I was here and ready and chip as a daisy, so.
Chip as a daisy is not an idiom.
Daisies are chip?
Yeah, chip is like a broken glass.
Isn't the phrase chippy? Chipper? I'm chipper.
Chipper. Yeah, Chip is from Beauty and the Beast. He's the cup.
Can we go back to deep in REM sleep?
I'm sure Emily would like to.
I know.
Yes. When we woke up.
I'm mostly there.
My dog wouldn't wake up. I thought she was dead. I'm not kidding. My good dog. The one I love.
I was going to say.
So I had a little. Then I just left the room because I was like, well, I don't know what to do with that dead dog. I got to go on a podcast recording. And then she jumped down the stairs after me. I just heard tinkling, her little collar. So I'm going to have to process that.
How that made me feel. Because I think of dogs and I think, I don't like those dogs.
This is news to me that there's even one that you do like better than the other. I didn't know that.
That's the thing, is the good one gets lumped in with the bad one because the bad one's so bad. But the good one's so good. She does nothing wrong. She's the best, except for she plays dead real good at 16.
Wow. Yeah, the reason she gets lumped in is because everything that Brady does, she's right there. Not doing it, but there.
She's there.
Yeah, there's that Bible verse.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, bad company corrupts good character.
She's the runt of the litter. She follows whoever.
I think there's a Bible verse about being a follower and not a leader.
She's a dog. Kidding. Guys, she's nearly dead. Lay off.
If you can bring her in here, we'd like to give her a small lecture.
We need to make sure she knows Jesus before she dies, because it could be any moment.
It could be any moment. Could have already happened. Well, then we need to talk to you about how you're like, dead dog, let's record a podcast.
I had priorities.
It does remind me, though, of when my kids would, like, sleep in later than normal. Like, my babies would sleep in later than normal. I'm like, do I go check on them? You know, there's, like, it's a war in your mind.
You can never relax with a little baby. Because if they're sleeping, you're stressed out. If they're awake, you're stressed out.
I know.
But it's a real thing. Strangely, and this isn't going to help anybody who was an infant who just felt comfort from what you said, I worried about that once. I got up, I went in, and Lane was literally choking on her own vomit.
Oh,
and it saved her life.
Yeah, so trust those instincts, maybe.
Yeah, because I'm not the mom who cares. If they're in their room, goodbye. But all of a sudden, I'm like, gotta go check on Lane immediately. And I went, and she was gurgling. She couldn't breathe.
That is wild.
She was 4.
Oh,
so, wow. That's about, not quite, four.
Yeah, but past the age where you are scared when they're
think
sleeping.
About that. Yeah, it was so strange. That was definitely good. So,
you also saved her from drowning once.
Yeah, I saved her life twice.
Guys,
and
the topic is
her 3 times. No,
entertainment.
I'm sorry. Listen, children and dogs in danger is not entertaining to you.
This is going in the wrong direction.
I'm sorry, did you send us something about entertainment?
No.
Are we looking at things?
No, we are on the flibbity fly.
Okay,
I will just say... The problem with this... Okay, go ahead.
Please.
Go
what
ahead.
Is the problem? I know
the
problem.
Tell us the problem as if we're not currently experiencing it.
What's the problem you're having?
Oh my gosh.
I missed it. Can you just tell me the name of it again so I can be in the conversation?
Yeah.
Just the name.
Mysterious Benedict Society. Emily Thomas.
I know. Did you see that there's a heart on it?
There is a heart on your coffee mug.
It was a gift. It was
Kate,
a gift.
Kate, do you see this mug that she's sporting?
It was a gift? I think it's very cute.
It is cute.
Wow. This is a step in the right direction.
She's becoming a real person. Do you like when we give you nameless things? That's all we got.
I know. This whole episode is, I don't know what it's called, but there's this thing.
Have fun with that, Kate. It's like an internet scavenger hunt for you.
Yeah.
We're giving you some entertainment.
I'm looking forward to it. And the people listening, I'm sure they love not knowing what we're talking about for an hour. We're doing a great job.
I think that's her name. Yikes. Wow, we're really nailing it today.
I'm done with that. I can't say any more words.
Sounds good.
Some people call that, banning books is like, I can't think of the words. Never mind.
Like Fahrenheit 451? Is that the name?
What do you call that when you can't read certain books?
You're not allowed to do that. It's bad. Is it illegal?
That has a name. That has a name.
It has a name and it's negative.
I'm going to look it up.
Look it up so I don't have to later. Please look that.
We'll just take it out.
Censorship.
Oh, boy. Should we move on to Giving Me Life, Killing Me Softly?
Yeah, because I'm 30 minutes late for my class.
Oh, snap.
Do you need to get your kids to school?
Oh, no, not their class. They are never late. I get them there as soon as possible. No, for my own grad school class.
Gosh, if I miss a class, I get a fail. If I miss 2 classes, I'm out of the class and I get no credit. Is this a big deal for you?
Wow. Well, it goes for like another 3 hours.
Okay.
It's on Zoom and okay, this is brilliant.
At the end of every class, we have to write a 1 minute paper where we just take 1 minute and write everything we learned down. And then we have to write the muddiest point. What was the most confusing? What about what we talked about does she, do we not understand? So then that makes you go through and think about what you learned and then think about what you don't understand. It's like brilliant.
That is. And yeah. It's helpful for her too. Feedback.
Yes. Instant. Because, yeah.
Required.
So then she sends us a video, like just a real quick video or an audio of her explaining the muddiest point. She gets feedback of what wasn't clear. You have no choice but to think about the thing that you didn't understand, which then forces you to keep thinking about it in your subconscious.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I'm trying to Google it, but poo poo lemon didn't come up with what I wanted.
Did you type that wrong? Do you hear Gavin?
Yes, the children are stepping on the scenes.
This is my game show host voice.
All right, guys, I gotta go.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
And they kicked him out of church. That's my dog saving the neighborhood.
We need to get Greta back. I'm obsessed with her.
I was thinking about interviewing her.
We'll have to arm wrestle for it.
Oh, no, okay. You can. No, you go for it. I don't want to interview anyone. Bees? Birds and bees?
Everyone's been killed.
Everyone's dead.
All right. Landing the plane.
Huh. On that note, am I saying words?
I can't.
No, me. Thanks for letting people like me feel connected to you all. Thanks for letting me hold, please. Thanks for letting people like me. It's never going to happen.
Thanks.
Thanks for letting people like me.
With a re-broad crap.
Re-broad crap.
That is not really shining the best light on it.
Okay.
Re-broad crap.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Anna Luisa. You've heard us talk about them on the show before, and they came up organically at our last live event because we were talking about how much we liked their pieces. Anna Luisa has a sustainable mission that makes you feel good about your purchase. And with our code MSW, you can get 10% off when you visit shop.analuisa.com/MSW. They're carbon neutral, which means they offset 100% of their carbon emissions, and their prices are totally fair. With jewelry starting at $39 and new jewelry collections released every Friday, you're sure to find something that you love. My favorite piece is the mini huggy hoops, which is a tongue twister, but they're super dainty. I got mine in gold and I don't take them off. They're super comfortable to sleep in. They look really cute alone, but I think they look super adorable with two in each ear, so I'm thinking about making that happen. You can check them out and get 10% off at shop.analuisa.com/MSW. Go treat yourself and your loved ones. Use our code MSW to get 10% off. We absolutely recommend them. They are a great brand making beautiful, sustainable jewelry. Go check them out. shop.analuisa.com/MSW. Use promo code MSW. All right, y'all ready to clap? Clap it up.
Okay.
Delete yours.
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3, clap. 1, 2, 3.
Sorry, I thought 1, 2, 3, clap. I thought I was late already.
I know you're right. I was just reminding you what the plan was.
Wow.
Did I nail the right one? I don't even know that I clapped at the right time.
You didn't.
And it was all pretty bad.
Let's do it again. Now that I know the plan.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Whatever. It's all good. I'll look for all of the claps and that will start me off well.
Is that my end? All that static?
No, it's me, guys. I'm sorry.
Is he? Okay. No, it's okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I like this one and I'm feeling the same way. Natty B says, or maybe it's Hattie B. There's no telling.
There is telling. It's an N. Natty.
Well, it's cut off on my screen.
Oh, okay.
Could be an H.
Oh, she has another one up above that's not cut off. It's definitely an
H. I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm like, there is a way to know.
Oh, I see it. There it is. I like Natty B. Yeah, I like Natty B better than Hattie B.
Okay, say no, but still being a fun mom and friend.
Is it ambivert in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I'm Omni? Introverted.
Amba. Good grief. It's time to wake up, guys. Sorry about it.
You're up. It's going to be a real edit job this job.
We,
I don't think there's something
for bed. Once they're all ready for bed, we...
I'm not talking again.
I really need to say this and then you can do your thing.
Clearly.
Sorry to interrupt you with my rage. You may. We were going to say something more.
I think that was it.
Okay.
My kids eat Cheez-Its and then we watch TV. Okay. Something to be proud of.
If they're hungry, they're going to eat. It's not like newborns.
It's true. Okay, what
wow,
is...
Wow, we blew through that.
Well, I actually didn't go if you want. Can I go?
How did I go? I'm so sorry, Emily. I skipped you.
Did you do Giving Me Life?
She needs to.
You didn't.
I didn't. Well, after Rebecca, I was supposed to go, but then Katie just started talking, and I wasn't going to be like, excuse me. Tap, tap, tap. Sorry.
What's Giving Me Life is Sandra O's curly bangs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What we literally just talked about. Wow. All right.
Wow. You really are thinking about that Kindle book. We need to engage for one last topic. I have a couple things, but I'll just share one because Rebecca can't attend for that long. Said I was ready. I twerped.
You lied.
Welcome. You wear it open.
It's one piece. It's just a...
It's just a pink shirt.
Can you Google it? Do you have a shirt? Yeah. I mean, do you have a shirt? Do you have a phone?
I definitely could have Googled
that. She got rid of her phone.
My, whatever the segment is.
Are you into that?
Thank you, Struggs, for being here with us and supporting the show. As you know, this month, we're beginning to bring you guys more shows over on the main show. Nope. Boop, bop, boop. Nothing about shoes, okay? No. Podcasts and bringing you more shows over there on the main food. Feed.
The feed food.
Shoes and food.
I'm shoes hungry. And food. They make the world go round.
They look good, Em.
Did you guys do it too?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. I really literally took 30 seconds. I just picked up two of the stencils.
You actually
I was running late.
One stencil and you flipped it. You flipped it.
I didn't have time to clean off all the mess I made on the stencil. I just picked up a different one. Hey, I think in art, symmetry is not that big of a deal.
You look like you're like, huh? Like you got one eyebrow raised.
Do you smell what the rock's cooking? Oh, I love it so much.
Did you do it too, Kate?
Yes, she did.
Your eyebrows look so nice. I thought that this was just
a joke.
Silliness.
I actually love the product.
Me too.
I like it too. Do you think you could like it if you took it seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm dying.
The funny thing is I go straight to school and then to therapy after yes. this. So no, I'm gonna need to stop off at the makeup remover.
I'm sweating.
Oh, that's good. Let's get her started.
My cheeks hurt already.
Oh man, I can't remember what they said.
We're having a hard time with words. Is it backslash? Which kind of slash?
I mean, it's the only slash that you ever see in the
you could say
search
dash.
Bar.
You can't say dash. Is not dash is different.
Dash is horizontal. Mm-hmm. Slash is slashity.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. If you didn't participate last year's Secret Santa.
That wasn't remotely a real buy, Rebecca.
You why? What'd she do wrong?
I don't know. All of it. Stabbed at the sister in the... She was cutting the chicken, which is a turkey, because we don't eat. Ugh. Is my internet okay?
Can seems fine.
Okay. Did I see that you what?
Accidentally recorded a Patreon episode, or released a Patreon episode yesterday.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Oops. I was getting ahead. I didn't mean to release it. I meant to schedule it for Monday, and I scheduled it for the next day.
So then what happened?
Then I saw it show up on my podcast player.
It bothered me all the sparkles. I don't know. I just felt like everybody was too sparkly.
I never saw it.
Sparkles turned it down a different alley. It made it too silly.
Yeah.
I like serious with my vampires. I was into Twilight. I'm going to be real honest about that.
I thought it was fine.
I like the books a lot.
Mm.
That's why I named my dog Bella.
Is it really?
Yeah. I was reading a lot of Twilight when she was a puppy.
Oh, brother.
Okay, what's killing me softly is, the stretch just came on and I took it. Oh, that felt so good. Okay,
with a re-broad crack.
Oh no, it's never gonna happen.
We got it. Why do you give me this line?
Rebroadcast.
Love you guys. Make my day.
Oh, me too. It's always so fun to talk to you.
Bye.
Bye. 'Cause we're all in this together. Your witch's mom's struggling well.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.